216-421-9989. And that, little lady, is pie to a thousand places.
I'd say I'm sorry I asked, except I didn't.
Oh, look! It's the Scientific American that covered the paper Leonard and I wrote.
Oh, let me see.
I have mixed feelings about doing interviews. I like the part where I talk. I do not like the part where the other man talks.
Sheldon, this article doesn't mention Leonard at all.
Oh, that can't be right.
It only refers to Dr. Cooper and his team. Did you even talk about him?
All I did was answer a few questions about the theory, and then express my gratitude that Scientific American doesn't include any of the smelly perfume cards.
Poor Leonard.
Why? The theory he came up with just got mentioned in Scientific American. He ought to be thrilled.
No, he might not be.
Oh, maybe you're right. He has kind of a lump.
Think about it. How would you feel if you were referred to as part of Leonard's team?
Oh, I'd be incensed.
So you see what I'm getting at?
Squeaky wheel gets the grease?
No.
Grass is always greener?
Try again.
Well, I don't know. We're all Groot. Just tell me.
Leonard is as much a part of this paper as you are, and he was overlooked. He's going to feel bad.
But it wasn't my fault. But I didn't exclude him, and I didn't write the article.
Remember that time you didn't get picked to pull the sword out of the stone at Disneyland, and they let that other kid do it?
Oh, that kid. Poor Leonard.
Exactly.
You know, for the record, that kid was a terrible choice. If you cry when you drop your churro, you do not have what it takes to rule England.